This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Forget the fiscal cliff. That's practically Bush League when you match it up against the end of the world as we know it. It's coming next Friday, if you look at the Mayan calendar a certain way. So what else could we do, really, but a story on the apocalypse economy? Here's Marketplace's Eve Troeh.
The notion that the world will end this month has already made at least $770 million.
Daddy, what was that?
Don't look back, just look at me. Do I look scared?
That's the global box office take from 2012, The Movie, made 3 years ago. Here's another apocalyptic bestseller.
We came up with the .2012 Black Ale, kind of commemorating the end of the world.
That's Julie Bierencott at Stevens Point Brewery. The beer has the Mayan calendar on the label and goes great with grilled food.
So if you want to go out, you know, grill in some great steaks or salmon, pair it with a .2012 and see what happens, I guess.
The site cafepress.com has sold tens of thousands of doomsday items.
It spawned a new cottage industry, yes.
CEO Bob Marino says most of it's tongue-in-cheek. Think thong underwear that says, time's up, 12:21. Cafe Press only prints items when you order, so they won't have tons of useless stuff if the prophecy's wrong. Lots of tour companies will take you to Mayan ruins for 12:21. I called one that costs $5,000 per person, straight to voicemail.
Leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we re-enter this dimension.
Okay. Religion history professor Philip Jenkins says end-of-the-world prophecies spring up all the time. People quit their jobs, give away all their earthly possessions. So what happens the next day when this pesky world is still around?
Rather than abandon all the huge investment they've put in, plus they don't want to look stupid, they adjust and form often a new kind of religion.
A new date for the end of the world, a new cycle of apocalypse frenzy. He says it's inevitable. I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.